Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Rosecast, the number one Bachelor Recap podcast, hosted by male interracial best friend duo. First things first, thank you, LeBron James.
Yeah, hell yeah, LeBron.
Not to get political, but the best basketball player of all time is responsible for last night's episode airing when it did. Anything to say regarding LeBron, AB?
No, congrats to the Lakers, Rim, and us.
Longtime Laker fans, Rim and AB.
And us.
It's been a long time coming.
It's been what's
a long,
it been, 2 years now?
It's been, but yes, AB, first impressions of Claire's first episode that only aired last night because of LeBron. Go.
Lot to unpack here, Rim. I'm happy. I'm mad. Yeah, we'll get to it. I don't want to go in this early.
Who are you mad? Who are you mad at? Go in. That's a strong term.
Yeah, it is. I think there's some stuff going on behind the scenes.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Come on, something's going on here, Rim.
I'm excited for this season. Okay, I don't know that the first episode was the best first episode I've ever seen, not by a long shot. But I do know that I'm very curious to see how this plays out. I'm watching this like I watched Lost. Looking for little
clues.
Detail.
You're looking
little
for
clues. Read between the lines. And I don't often do that on this show.
I'm doing a ton of reading between the lines.
what does that really mean?
That's a fact.
There's three people on the show. When they talk, I'm like, all right what's really going on?
Let me rewind and watch this three or four times to see every single mannerism they're using, how their tone, if there's anything I missed the first couple times. That happened throughout this episode for, three or four times.
Listen, we might have a segment all season, every episode, that's just mannerisms, secret mannerisms. What did that mean?
This is a criminal investigation podcast at this point with,
true
with
crime.
How I'm digging into these conversations.
Because a crime may have occurred, okay?
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Anyway, the big news, here's the thing. All off season, if you listen to our GOAT recaps, which stunk, by the way.
The GOAT stunk.
Not just the GOAT episodes, but our recaps stunk. We're well aware of that. You don't have to tell us. Then we know the big news about this season, but we treated it as a spoiler, the big news.
These are just rumors, according to Chris here, Rim. Just rumors.
ABS, I think you'll agree with this, AB. I think we have to stop treating it like a spoiler. I think this season, I think we have to acknowledge this season, or at least this portion of the season. I think it's much more interesting if we talk about it, if we're all on the same page. And I don't think people are really shielding themselves from this. Anybody who listens to a Bachelor Recap podcast is probably aware of the big news, capital B, capital N. And the show is dropping some pretty big hints, wouldn't you say? Some pretty obvious hints about what's to come. What do you think?
I don't know if they'd be obvious. Maybe someone can hit up the mailbag with if there's people out there that do not know the spoilers to this season, or at least the big one that is we don't consider a spoiler. If you have any idea what's going on based on what they're saying, I don't know. I don't know.
Should we wait? Should we wait till next week to see what people say in the mailbag?
No, I think you're right.
I think we have to.
I think just because ABC's trying to do some bullshit right now doesn't mean we need to play along with it. I'm with you.
Dude, in the first 2 minutes of the show airing, they showed one introduction from a Claire to a specific person. They showed the introduction in full. They've never done that before.
Yeah.
And then there's just a lot of hints going on, AB. Yeah. In the preview for the rest of the season, they showed two people in bed. Which two people do you think that was? I don't know. Anyway.
That's a spoiler. I didn't watch that.
So do you... Yeah. Well, again, who do you think it is? I don't... So should we just say
You say it. Get it off. Get it out there.
If you're going to listen to this season of the Rosecast, you have to know this.
Spoiler. I'm sorry.
I think that's the best way to go about it.
It's not a spoiler anymore. Amongst us, Rosecast Nation, Rim and AB, this is no longer considered a spoiler. We'll be talking about it freely the entire season.
Freely.
We will be looking into everything that's going on on the screen through that lens.
Yes.
And you need to know it. If you don't, you need to know it because you need to know what we're talking about.
Period. Now, we don't know everything that happened. We just know the big headline.
Yeah.
And here's the headline.
Which is what?
Claire picks, in quotations, Dale.
Is this an actual headline or is this...
No, this is not a headline. Okay. No. This is just the overarching. Claire picks Dale. God, I feel bad if somebody didn't know that and they were like, away from their... God, I feel bad already. Claire picks Dale. Claire picks Dale well before the season was supposed to end. So they brought in as the mid-season replacement. That's all I know. There are rumors that they communicated before the season.
That's what we'll touch on here.
That's a rumor, to my knowledge. This was all basically explained in the post-episode season preview. It was like, Claire's gone. There's 15 guys left. She's with Dale. It was just like, it was all out there. So that's why the show is making it so obvious what's going to happen. I don't feel bad about it. Okay?
No.
Let's
keep going. Yeah.
Here's the episode.
We're on the same page here. Spoiler.
We're on the same page. I feel good. We can freely discuss the episode now. We're not going to... Half my notes are through that lens, like you said, between the lines. Okay. A little background on Claire Crawley. Best known for storming off on Juan Pablo after he rejected her on The Bachelor 7 years ago. Also, according to the show, also known for being old for the show. Mm-hmm. That's one. That's like her second biggest personality trait on the show. Do you have anything on Chris telling Claire she's going to be the Bachelorette? Some of her highlights? The pandemic, the Bachelor gave us a nice little pandemic recap for those of us that forgot what's been going on in the world. Do you have anything on this segment?
Chris tells Claire, I think it would only be appropriate if we don't give up on you, Rim. Because apparently Claire thought...
Claire, not me. Claire, if we don't give up on you.
We give up on you, Claire. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you, Rim. Chris talking to Claire. We're not going to give up on you. Because Claire, it went through her head that, hey, maybe it's just not going to happen.
That's what we thought. We thought it...
Hey, maybe they'll just cancel this and we'll start fresh next year is what we kind of thought. Yeah. Nope. We're not going to give up on you. Love to hear that. She's been on Bachelor in Paradise season 1 and 2. I didn't realize that. And Winter Games and then Bachelor. So this is her fifth show, I believe. Are we correct? Yes.
It's a layout or they didn't do a lot of Winter Games.
They didn't show
recap
the Winter Games, but we
because
we
she
remember.
Got engaged to someone at the end of it. So just a little footnote in
people
her Bachelor
forget
history.
That. The cut scene when she was sheltering at home was funny.
That was the funniest thing I've ever
that
seen.
Was very
I'm sorry.
Funny.
That
She's
was
just
so
staring
funny.
Out the window, like all of us were doing. Great, great.
Come on.
Representation of what quarantine was like, longing to be outside doing anything but what you're doing.
Your hands gently going down the drapes.
Looking at nothing. You're looking at nothing. You're just looking at the environment that you're not experiencing.
I might make that my desktop background.
Yeah.
Footage of Claire driving to La Quinta. She lives in Sacramento, so she made the drive. She quarantined for a while. Chris Harrison knocked on our door to deliver the news that she doesn't have the coronavirus. That's good.
What's going on there, Rim? This isn't some sort of violation? HIPAA violation? Chris Harrison providing her her results.
It seems
of
like
a test.
He shouldn't.
Yeah,
I don't think that's how it really goes. Seems more should be more confidential than that.
It's a confidential
TV
test.
Show host. Yeah.
Got your results.
Yep.
The guys show up, all of them quarantined in individual suites at La Quinta. This gave me some pause because I worried that they might just get to stay in these. Obviously, they could. There was enough room. But I was worried that they would let them stay in the suites. That's the last thing we need. The secret sauce of this show is people sleeping in bunk beds in one room.
Do we know the answer of... Is that how it's going to be? I imagine
it better.
No, see, I think they're going to be staying in their own rooms.
That would be horrendous.
For, you know, social distancing reasons.
No, it's a bubble.
NBA bubble, you're still supposed to be walking around with your mask on. I'm well versed in bubbles at this point.
One of
my favorite things is looking into like bubble and watching bubble content. So I love this segment.
That's true.
If I know anything about a successful bubble, which there haven't been many. There's only been one.
There's
only been one successful bubble. Just because you're there and you all test negative doesn't mean you want everyone just commingling.
No, mingling about, of course
and
not.
And sleeping in the same room, especially. You wouldn't want that. So I imagine they're sleeping in separate suites, every single person.
Listen, I'm pro safety. And bubble protocol, but I am anti sleeping in separate rooms on the Bachelor franchise. Just want that out there. Anybody stand out to you during this little bubble segment, behind the scenes portion?
Do you want some first? Yeah, there were some people that stood out. Okay. But first, do you want some La Quinta stats, Rim?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We're going to need to get to La Quinta, by the way.
Okay. Palm Springs in general. I love the desert. People know that about me. I'm a huge desert climber.
Everyone knows that. This is a little blurb from the website, Rim. Open since 1926, La Quinta sits on 1,400 stunning acres of land where you'll find 41 climate-controlled pools. That is not a typo, Rim. 41.
41?
41 pools, 53 hot spas, 23 tennis courts. What the fuck do you need 23
this
tennis
is like
courts
a country.
For? What are you talking about? 23?
The people who live in that area play tennis, AB, and the people who visit, like, this is not a young person's
Yeah, but it's a resort. It's not like a retirement home where you need all the...
It's a step below, I think.
Five
it's
golf courses.
It's a step below the villages.
I'm not done.
It's
five
basically
golf
the villages.
Courses. It says five golf courses. That's what this thing says.
I'm aware. I used to be a golf guy.
And seven restaurants.
That's not enough, frankly. It's not enough.
Five separate golf courses.
You got to understand. That's the least shocking of all of them. You seem to be taken aback by there's plenty of places with a lot of golf courses.
Okay.
1,400 acres is enormous.
41 pools. What?
That's a lot of pools.
That's a lot of pools. 796 rooms, by the way. I don't know if that's a lot, but
I don't
just
know.
Wanted
that's
to
like a college dorm, yeah. I think.
Not
you
sure.
You had to finish the paragraph.
Finish it, yeah.
Okay. Anybody stand out? Thank you for that. Not sponsored by La Quinta. In fact, we may bleep it out. Go ahead.
The dude that was playing chess. I didn't catch all the names here. Dude was playing chess by himself. That's
Ivan,
cool.
Aeronautical
that's
engineer
really cool.
Genius
wow.
Guy. Yeah, he's the man.
That's awesome. Bennett from Harvard.
What do you think of Bennett?
I'm going to go ahead and say Bennett comes from a lot of money, Rim.
What do you
say
think
that.
Of him as a TV character? I'm all in on Bennett.
Harvard H. He says they call it the H-bomb. I've never heard anyone call it that in my entire life. I'm interested to see where he goes.
Listen, every season should have a cartoon rich guy
yeah.
who doesn't own a t-shirt and yeah. who like wears a new pair of socks every day and, you know,
yeah.
gets his jeans dry cleaned if he owns any. I'm in on Bennett. When he showed up later, I was like, okay, this guy's
love it.
All
yeah.
in on Bennett. The Claire entrance. You got anything on this conversation? It was very somber. She talked about her dad a bit.
She was in an abusive relationship that she got out of by going on The Bachelor. Serious
so
stuff.
So this represents a big, good, positive thing. The franchise has been positive for her life, even though she leaves every season totally heartbroken.
Absolutely. Yep.
The franchise is still good for her. She hasn't given up on love, AB.
She's going to show up. That was great advice, Rim. That should be the logo of the entire season. I show Rim and AB are going to show up, like just like Claire. Okay.
The best ability is availability. Limo entrances, I suppose. That, you know, that was a long conversation.
Not much.
Really too somber. Not much, there. Not much going on. Not much new information.
We know her story. We know her story. It could help some other people, though. So I didn't hate them doing it. I just didn't get a lot from it.
I didn't hate it. I got a broad note about the season that include or the episode that includes this conversation that I think you'll agree with. I'll reveal the big note at the end of the episode, towards the end of the episode. Wow. Limo entrances. It's a teaser for a boring comment. I don't know why I even did that. Limo entrances. Chris's final words, speaking of showing up, gives a big speech to Claire. He says, hey, you showed up. That was his big encouraging.
You did it.
Go get him. You're here. Ben, 29, Army Ranger vet from Venice, California. Low energy Ben, AB. They did a deep breath together.
I liked it. Seemed like a true gentleman, though. Yeah, but nothing, no juice there. You got to have juice. Everyone knows you got to have juice. That's one
not
of our
many
rules.
Guys who had, yeah, not many guys who have juice.
Yeah.
A lot, you know, you call them a gentleman. Unfortunately, there's a lot of gentlemen on this. The ratio of gentlemen is too high.
You got
there's
too many gentlemen, gentlemen here. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. You're right about that. There's none of wackos. Yeah. Riley, 30. I didn't do the math. I need to go later and do the math on the...
Check the numbers.
The ages.
Yeah, we need the numbers.
Riley, 30. Attorney from Long Island City. A little legal pun. It was lame. Said she was guilty for looking beautiful in that dress. I really expect more out of my attorneys when it comes to puns. That's too easy. You got anything on Riley?
No, hold up. Let me pull up the pictures so I remember...
Be careful Googling. You can't Google anything
Googling.
About this season.
I'm going to
season.
ABC's official site.
Be careful.
I mean, there's so many guys. I got to scroll to
You're
going
to have to do Control F, yeah.
So many guys on this show. Okay, I gotcha. I'm right. Yep.
All right, Riley. Anything on Riley?
No, lame joke. You already said it.
Lame joke. Zach C., 36, an addiction specialist from Haddonfield, New Jersey. Nothing here. Again, 3-0 for entrances, dud entrances.
You turned me off by saying what's up to her out of the car. I don't know.
Ooh, AB.
Yeah.
That's a...
Turns me off.
AB, Mr. Manners all
you
of a sudden.
Be a little formal. You're in formal wear, act formal.
Wow. No what's up. When you... Listen, I can't wait until somebody comes to pick up your daughter for her homecoming dance and he says, what's up, Bradford,
slap
or something
the
like
out of him.
Have some respect.
Have some damn respect.
Jordan M, 30, a cybersecurity
tall.
Engineer from California. Okay, very tall.
This man
Do you have
is
anything
tall.
To say about Jordan? Do you have anything other than that?
I got a couple things to say. First things first, I wrote down that he must be soft because he should be an NBA player at that size. I looked up.
I don't think he's that tall. I think he's like 6'4".
No, he's 6'8". I looked it up.
Oh, that's
the
enormous.
Man's
6'8". I thought Claire was very short. That's why
no,
I thought
No, the man's
okay,
6'8".
If you're 6'8",
first thing
not
I wrote down
NBA?
Is he must be soft on the basketball court. I could tell from, you know, everything about him. Second thing, I'm not the fashion guy on this podcast, but
okay, I got a whole
when you're
thing
that
about this.
Tall, I feel like you shouldn't wear the pants that are short, right?
Absolutely.
He has
absolutely.
Like 2 feet of fucking leg showing.
It looks
ridiculous.
When you're tall,
that
it looks
tall,
really bad.
That tall. He looked terrible. Jordan, you look terrible. No disrespect.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It looks like he's wearing his little brother's suit.
It looks
That's
terrible.
All it looks like.
That's a terrible, terrible decision to wear those type of pants. Those pants look cool on some people. Not really tall, 6'8 guys. It does not
I'm not
work.
Sure they do look cool on it. I think we're going to look back at
like
that
them.
In the very near future and be like, what were people thinking?
Listen, I'm just an old dad, so I don't want to say they aren't cool. But
I
don't like
legs,
that style
should
at
be
all.
Noted
I don't,
also,
I don't
no.
like that style at all. Either way, but it does look better on some people, not tall people like that. Next note about Jordan. I got tons of Jordan information.
That's
he
all
played,
I had. I couldn't get over
he
the
He did
pants.
Play at basketball. He did play basketball in college at Benedict College, HBCU.
I would love to be 6'8". I would
you just
spend all my time dunking yeah. constantly. That's all I would do. A lot of former athletes... College and pro athletes yeah. on the season. A lot. Yeah. Speaking of the next one, Jason, 31. Former lineman, football, offensive lineman from Virginia. Jason came out with the fake pregnant belly. A callback to Claire's just classic gag when she arrived on one part
classic
of the season.
Classic gag.
that's just comedy, folks, pretending to be pregnant. That goes over real well. I'm surprised they let this happen again.
The way Jason was saying it made me think he might have came up with this on his own, Rim.
Yeah, but for them to allow it, I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway. He to the camera, he's like, you guys get it? This is like what Claire did, and we all got it. We all had got it the first time.
This guy used to be an offensive lineman. Maybe he's probably down 100 pounds since then.
I was thinking that as you said that, or as I was watching that, yeah.
You wouldn't guess.
Yep.
And you know, when he came out and I saw the big belly, I go, finally, a big chubbo.
Boy. Yeah.
We need some... Remember when Eric came on the challenge and it was like, wow, yeah, a big guy on the challenge.
Big Eric.
But alas, it was just a fake. The guy's probably ripped. Ivan, 28, the aeronautical engineer from Dallas, the chess guy. His mom's from the Philippines, so he says you're very, very beautiful in Tagalog, I think is how it's pronounced, the language, her native language. Do you have anything on Ivan?
I liked it.
I like him. Okay, in my notes, I bold and underlined the names of the guys I liked. Jason was the first guy. Ivan's the second guy. This is my crew, the bold and underlined names.
Okay.
Kenny, 39, boy band manager from Chicago, young Lou Pearlman. I got to know more about this, but I refuse to Google. Do you know anything about what boy band Kenny manages? This is our dream job.
No. No, I have no idea. I should have researched
anything
that.
Anything on Kenny? He wore a shirt with the dogs, her dogs, photoshopped. I initially thought it was his dogs. I thought that's cute. The fact that it's her dogs maybe crosses the line over into a little creepy. I don't know what your take is on that. Okay.
You're not going to like this. Okay.
How could I not like
you're
it?
You're not going to like this. It is a stretch to call him a boy band manager. A huge, giant stretch, in fact.
Does he work at a company that used to represent a boy band or something?
If you were hoping that Kenny works with the next Backstreet Boys or One Direction, you might be a little disappointed.
Okay. You've already teed me up for this. What is it?
Technically, his band is a boy band cover band.
Get out of here. I'm done with Kenny. I'm so done with Kenny. A boy band cover band? So it's adults.
Yeah.
I'm furious. I'm absolutely furious.
I told you you're not going to like this.
I can't imagine a worse reveal. That is hugely disappointing.
Devastated.
Hugely disappointing.
I'm out on the man. Now,
let's not even talk about the dog shirt. Done.
No.
He shall not be named. Brendan, 30. Commercial roofer from Milford, Massachusetts, wearing a bow tie. Nothing with Brendan.
No.
Mike, 38.
He's not going to go far, I'll tell you that.
No. And thankfully, because there's also a Brandon, I believe. There's too many names that are too close
on
this
season.
Yeah,
there's a Brandon.
Season.
Brandon and a Brendan.
Mike, 38, digital media. There's two Blake M.O. names. So they use full last names. Mike, 38, digital media advisor from Calgary, Alberta. Brought her sandals. Kind of sweet.
Nice guy. Yeah, I like that.
Nice guy.
That's a good idea.
Not good enough to get underlined on my notes, but nice guy.
No.
Jeremy, 40, banker from D.C., 40.
40?
40. He's a man. He's 40.
He promised to make her laugh as much as possible. I find that hard to believe.
I do as well. Quick little pause, AB.
Okay.
40, not a number you see on the show. We used to make a joke about seeing a 3 to start someone's age. A 4, perhaps, is unprecedented. I have no doubt that a lot of these dudes on this cast are going to be, some may call them influencers, I call them digital media entrepreneurs, but the 40-year-old guy with an established career, he's probably not going to be doing thirst traps on Instagram in 6 weeks. So simply by virtue of their age...
You'll get more people there for the right reasons. I'm with you.
More people there for the right reasons. So now, will they make good TV? No, I'm not sure we'll ever see Jeremy again. No, the answer's no. But it is good to see that there's, you know, this is what we ask for. They give it to us. Don't complain about it. All right, take your Jeremy and like it.
This is what we ask for.
This is what we ask for. Now there's going to be no drama on the season. Blake Monar, 31, a male grooming specialist from Phoenix. It's very likely that that's not his occupation, and he just has a nice beard, so that's what they listed him as. Anything on Blake Monar?
Nothing there. I was confused by the last name. I'm glad you explained that earlier.
Did you not
remember that there's two Blake full names?
Well, he hadn't gone yet, so that was my only for him, the other Blake.
Tyler C. Unconscionable that they would list someone as Tyler C. Should have done his middle initial or something. Setting this guy up for failure. He's a lawyer from Morgantown, West Virginia. He's the one who pulled up in the wood-paneled station wagon.
Uh-huh.
I just don't like the... This is the Garrett move. Pull up in the van, ready to fill it with kids and a dog. It's, if something's been done verbatim before...
Same exact thing, yeah.
I'm moving on.
He keeps mentioning Clark Griswold. Do you like those movies, Rim?
That's a great question. I love Vegas Vacation. I like Vegas Vacation a lot. And we remember when Wayne Newton was on Becca's season, we had a lot of good Vegas Vacation.
Absolutely.
Time. I like Christmas Vacation.
Like, okay. You love Vegas. Like,
I think
Christmas
is probably a notch below. I think regular Vacation. By the way, what I just said is like horror. Like, people are going to kill me for saying you like Vegas Vacation more than Christmas. Christmas Vacation is like in the Smithsonian Institute for classic movies. Yeah.
That is blasphemous.
Regular Vacation, I don't know so much. And I think those are all the ones I've seen.
It's funny you said that, Rem. I have in my notes here. I just wanted to figured you'd ask me too. Vegas Vacation, really fuck with that.
Yep.
National Lampoon's Vacation. I don't
regular vacation.
Regular vacation. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. No. Never gonna watch that again.
World,
I wouldn't watch
Wally
that.
World
I would turn
guy.
That off if it was on. Vegas Vacation. Yeah, tuned in every time.
Christmas. Watch with the family.
Christmas
Vacation.
I'll watch at Christmas. Sure.
Of course.
But it's no Vegas.
No, Vegas Vacation is just an objectively funny movie, and it's new. It's modern.
Yep.
Bennett, 36, wealth management consultant from New York City. We talked about him earlier.
Went to
H bomb. My guy came through in the. What, the H-bomb alum. My guy came through in the white Rolls. I thought for a second maybe Fabulous finagled his way onto the cast. Big fan of Bennett. I love this. He showed up in the fitted like suit that was almost a tux with the bow tie, the white scarf.
The scarf. Wow.
And then inside he's drinking a martini. Never seen that before. I love Bennett. I love it. Did he bring his own martini stuff?
Nothing makes people more mad than really rich people, too. So if you get a really rich person, get a really rich person that's going to flaunt his really richness,
yes.
TV gold. Love it.
I hope Bennett stays as long as, and I hope he's real. I hope this is really Bennett. I hope it's not a putting on. I hope Bennett like has really never done laundry before. That's what I hope.
Yeah.
I have Bennett underlined. I also have Blake Moynes underlined, 29 years old, wildlife manager from Hamilton, Ontario. Big hug.
Big hug.
I love Blake's energy, AB. He's got a great look to him, kind of an upper Midwest woodsy vibe. He's a hoss.
Hoss.
I like hosses.
That we know.
His forest green suit was so dark you couldn't tell his forest green.
I had no idea.
If Matt James weren't already the next Bachelor, Blake Moynes would be my number one contender right now.
Okay.
Based on that intro, what did you think of him?
I liked him. I didn't love what he said after the
big hug. I don't
remember
what he said. I was looking at him.
He says, I've wanted to tell you something for 4 months, but then he didn't tell her.
You don't like a tease?
That's a weird tease. Like, what's it even? Can I even get a general topic of what you've been waiting to tell me? You're just going to tell me that, and then I need to find out later? I don't know.
I disagree. I like the tease. You got to give her a reason to come find you later.
All right. That's fine.
Chris, 27, landscape design salesman from Salt Lake City, a great underrated city, Salt Lake City. Nothing from Chris. Tough to follow Mr. Energy, next Bachelor Blake. I got nothing on him. AJ, 28, software salesman from Playa del Rey, California. What do you have on AJ, AB? This is my eye roll noise.
Should have said hustler underneath his name.
This is a lines guy.
He's a slimy
guy.
Yeah, it's all lines.
Lines. I don't know if it's slimy. I think it's because he seemed nervous afterwards, but this is the Bachelor version of a football offensive coordinator who scripts out the first 15 plays of the game. He said what he was going to say, regardless of what she said. There was no interplay. Andy squeezed Claire's hands way too hard.
He blew it.
He blew it. He's done. Yeah. Obviously, they're all done. But he squeezed Claire's hands way too hard, which for me is a top three pet peeve, AB. Maybe number two, when someone crunches your hand on a handshake.
Why would you do that?
Hate it.
First of all,
hate
can
it.
You not feel that you're crunching my hand? I'm confused.
I don't think he felt it. In general, when people do that, they do. They're trying to establish
the dominance.
Man in the
yeah.
room. This guy was just completely nervous and blew it.
Yeah.
Like you said. Number one pet peeve is potholes, let alone fact. Anything on AJ?
No, I think we said it all.
Joe, 36, anesthesiologist from New York City. What do you got on Joe?
I like Joe.
Appears to be a giant. I like Joe
I
a
like
lot.
Joe. Big Joe guy. He says, I'm here to save your life, your love life. And he has like the, you know, the stethoscope
complete lame
on.
Joke.
Like this guy. Like him.
He appears to be a giant dork.
Yeah.
Later on, he made a few literary references. I've grown to love people who don't fit the mold of the show coming on as contestants.
Absolutely.
And he just seems like a total dork. He's just a sweetheart. I like Joe.
Yeah,
I like Joe.
Big Joe guy.
Garen, 34, journalism professor from North Hollywood. Anything on him?
No, impressive.
Well, they listed it as professor of journalism. Yeah, it wasn't just
impressive.
A little subtle.
Impressed me. Yeah,
that made you go impressive. That's why you said
that's
impressive.
That's the only reason I said that is because it said professor of journalism. That is impressive.
Robbie, 31, insurance broker from Tampa. Nothing.
I don't trust Robbie's rim.
Oh. Oh, for the show?
Unfair, but that's just how it is.
I-E or Y?
Yeah.
On this
no,
show?
No, it doesn't matter how you spell it. I don't trust
no.
you.
Could be R-O-B-Y. No. Actually, particularly if it's R-O-B-Y. AB, do you have anything to say about Easy? Did this person interest you at all?
Who, Mr.
I don't know. Are you going to like Easy?
Mr.
I can't tell.
Sexy, thick chocolate with charisma off the fucking screen?
Charisma's off the charts.
You think I like this guy? Yeah, I like this guy.
Charisma off the charts, Big Easy.
Off the charts. He fills up
yeah,
that suit like I've never seen before.
That's how you
Holy
wear a suit.
Holy cow, that's how you wear a suit.
And not
damn.
Just a blazer, a salmon suit.
Yes, full salmon suit. Yep.
Gotta say, didn't love the gray tie and boot accents. I'm not sure what the best color combo is, but it's not gray. Former football player. He played on Johnny Manziel's A&M teams.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah.
I wrote that receiver. He should be on Fox NFL Sunday's pregame show with how he looks.
Really did. Jay, 29, fitness director from Fort Lauderdale. This was the straitjacket guy. Anything to say about this?
We didn't, correct me if I'm wrong, did we get the conclusion of the straitjacket bit?
No.
So what?
He got a rose and she pinned it on his straitjacket.
Was he still in the straitjacket?
Yes. And you know what? He made a reference to magic in his interview.
That's what I thought he was going to do some magic.
That he was going to get
what,
out of it.
That's what I'm saying here. That's what I'm going for.
No. He's just a
did
guy
he get out of his straitjacket, or is he just like me no. and you in a straitjacket, two guys that can't get out of a straitjacket?
No, and it was locked. There was a padlock on it.
So what's the point of this?
This made me realize one. I don't care about Jay. This made me realize we need a magician on the show.
I would have
that
loved,
would be electric
that's what I
if
thought
you
we
had
were
a
getting,
magician.
I thought we were getting it. He was going to poof, and he'd be out of the straitjacket.
No.
Doing
yeah,
fun
big
magic
disappointment
from
Jay.
Yeah, disappointing.
He said the straitjacket made him the most dedicated out of anybody to Claire. I don't buy that reasoning at all, but
Claire, I don't know if you caught this too. When he walked, he hops out and he's in his straitjacket. She, without thinking, took a couple steps back. Like involuntary steps back is usually not flinching because of you just see someone is not usually a good sign. So he kind of scared her a little bit.
I did not pick. That's a good little nugget.
Yeah.
Jason, 31, IT exec, account exec, pardon me, from San Diego, showed up in a suit of armor. He shedded his armor because he's going to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Although he's boring otherwise.
Yeah.
Anything on Jason?
Yeah, nothing there.
I was hoping it was a Holy Moly crossover for all my Holy Moly fans out there.
Crossover.
I would love if it was like, I'm the star of Holy Moly. I'm in the suit of armor on every episode of Holy Moly. DeMar, 26, spin cycling instructor from Scottsdale. Why would you laugh at that? They had a real crossover. Chris Harrison was on an episode of Holy Moly.
I know, but
they
a crossover a in the Bachelor House.
Listen, one show's on the rise, and it's Holy Moly. Where are we at? DeMar, 26, spin cycling instructor from Scottsdale. Thought this was very cute. The skydiving, he might have fallen for you already. That worked for me.
I would have taken it off there, though. He walked in the house with the parachute still.
He obviously
dragging
doesn't
behind
it off.
Him. I would have taken it off. That's just me. No. But yeah, I like the parachute.
He was drinking, you know, mingling with the parachute.
He was dragging behind him. What's the point of that at that point?
Ed, 36, healthcare salesman from Miami.
I'll tell you what, I
did one of those bubbles. What'd you say?
Yeah, cool bubble. Whatever. We all knew that bubble was coming.
Well, for people who didn't watch, it was one of those bubbles that you roll down the hill and break your neck and shatter your spine in those bubbles. Yeah, it was this one.
Was it?
Oh, no, these are the bounce off each other bubbles.
His legs were free, right? Or was he tumbling?
Maybe.
I can't remember.
I don't remember.
I honestly can't remember. If he has his legs free and he's doing the ones where you bash into each other, those are just clean fun.
Yeah, those are just whiplash. Yeah. But yeah, no, you're right.
No, you don't get whiplash. You ever done one of those?
Why are you talking to me like you've done one
I've
of those?
Done
There's
one.
No chance.
I've gotten blasted in one of those. I've gotten absolutely lit up, running at each other, T-boned by a guy way bigger than me. I got lit up, flipped, nothing.
You know,
doesn't hurt, no whiplash, no nothing. Those things are incredible.
You know who I think invented those inadvertently?
Who?
Remember that scene in Robin Big when Rob has the big exercise ball in his shirt and he runs up at Big and Big walks
that's
up
what, that was
the
me.
Wall.
I was Rob. I got lit up like Rob.
Right,
those things are awesome,
say?
Though.
All right. I got to try them sometime.
Okay. Yeah, they're fun. A lot of fun. What was I going to say? A lot of salesmen on this season. I don't know if you noticed that. A lot of salesman jobs. Like their actual occupation is a salesman of some sort, which I don't love. I don't love that.
Oh, we'll see how that plays out. What are you expecting out of the salesman? Just anti-salesman in general?
Yeah, just, you know, you can't trust a salesman, Rim. Everyone knows that.
Maybe they'll be persuasive. They'll persuade Claire to give them a chance, which she didn't do with any of these guys.
They might trick her into... Something she doesn't want to do. That's about all salesmen do. Yeah. Get her to buy a timeshare somewhere, maybe.
Yosef, 30, medical device salesman.
That's what I'm saying, Rip.
From Alabama. He brought the moon pies.
You like moon pies?
Never had a moon pie. Mm. Is that a brand or is that a style of snack?
I think someone needs to let us know. Because I am not.
Let's be honest. I probably had a moon pie.
I don't.
Probably,
I bet you. I bet you have
sweet.
It. I think it's regional for one. I think it's I think it's out east, over on the coast, Rim, like in Maine territory, is where moon pies are from. This is probably
based on
not
nothing. This is
true,
based on nothing.
Okay. So
you
someone
said moon
please
pies
correct
are from
me.
Maine? No.
No, just from that area, East Coast. I know someone. I used to work with someone that brought moon pies. Everyone was like, what the fuck are you talking about with moon pies? And she was from Maine. So I'm equating that to mean moon pies are regionally from...
That's actually valid.
That seems right, yeah.
I bet it. Like, what are they? Are they just
they're chocolate.
Squishy cookies?
Yeah, they're just chocolate with... I think there's marshmallow in them. I think it might just be cookie, marshmallow, and dipped in chocolate. I think that is what they are, if I remember correctly. Someone needs to correct me on everything I just said about moon pies, though.
No, don't bother. Don't bother. Jordan C., 26, software account exec, probably a former salesman.
He worked his way up. You know what that means? He worked his way up from a salesman.
I'm just not sure disparaging a large contingent of people is our best way to go. You do you. He brought the popcorn.
Listen. It's never been the right way
AB
to go.
Got burned
but
one too many times.
But it's always the thing I do.
Well, here's you know what sucks about us Iowa nice people. We don't say no. It's hard for us to say no. So we get got all the time. Way too gullible and trusting. If you come to the door and I'm like, hey, look at this thing. You know, you need this. I'm like, all right, what's this about?
How
like,
much?
Let me get this.
How much you need?
Air zapper. Anyway, Zach J, nothing with Jordan C. Zach J, 36, cleaning service owner from St. George, Utah. Really distasteful fart gag, I thought. Very distasteful. I did not like this. Not funny.
I don't understand what made you think to do this. You're going to get down on one knee, so you're acting like you're going to propose. And then you open the box, and it's a bare butt cheek man with a fart sound. Is that what you're?
I was
that's
so
what you're going for?
Taken aback that I forgot that it was a bare
ass
peach
cheeks,
butt cheeks.
Yeah,
That's the lowest form of comedy.
That's bad comedy. Fart comedy.
That's not the moment. No. That's not the time. That's not the place. It's not the audience.
I don't get it, though.
There's nothing to get. His buddies thought it was a good idea, and now he embarrassed himself on national TV. That's how that happens. Brandon, 28, real estate agent from Cleveland. Only guy that kissed her on the cheek.
Yeah.
We noted in our Jason Mesnick recap that cheek kisses are regional, as we know. He said he never thought he'd do this, but he found out Claire was a bachelorette. He had to be there. Just had to drop everything and be, you know, with Claire. We have three more guys, but let's take a quick break because the next one is a big one.
Whoa.
Literally and figuratively.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Dale, 31, former football player from Brandon, South Dakota. Good-looking guy, AB. Is he the best-looking guy? Who's to say? Teach their own. Personally, doesn't knock my socks off, but unrelated to Randy. His last name is Dale Moss. His name is Dale Moss. Unrelated to Randy Moss. Otherwise, he probably wouldn't be here right now. He'd be on the Chiefs. He'd be headed to Canton. The music changed for this introduction. Subtle note. They changed the score almost completely. Almost all the music in the background was different this season.
Did not notice.
AB, what did you make of this introduction? It was clear. Claire clearly could not contain her enthusiasm for this guy. There. Yeah, little pun. What did you make of this? Between the lines.
Between the lines?
Do not read
first,
the lines.
Let's just explain what he did. Dale walks out. He says, I'm a hugger. He gives her a big hug. After the hug, she says, I needed that so bad. Now, she has been getting hugs all night.
Exactly.
Okay. So read between the lines how you want, Rim. Okay.
Yeah.
She said, I needed that hug so bad.
She said something else similar later on.
Yes,
we'll get
she
to,
does.
She didn't do a good job of hiding anything.
Yeah. No, she did not throughout this whole conversation. He then says, can you believe we're finally here? Finally here,
that's nothing.
Rim.
That's
okay. Keep listening, Rim.
If this is going to be a bit where we extra read into every word, that's funny. Because they all said
Claire,
that.
Claire then says, we've waited a long time. She says it in a way that lets me know she knows this man, okay, Rim? Okay. Okay,
I'm with you.
He then says, here's the real damning evidence here, Rim. The way he said this next thing, he says, my name is Dale. And he might as well have fucking winked at her, Rim. She knows you're Dale. No. She knew he was Dale, Rim. I know it.
Of course she knew. Of course she knew he was Dale, but did... The question
she
is...
She then says, nice... Let me keep going. She says, nice to meet you, Dale. And then, here's the biggest slap in the face of the night, Rim.
Yeah.
He says, I couldn't be more excited to take this journey, and I really do feel this is going to be special. She agrees, and then she winks at him, Rim.
Listen, the
she
wink was out of
him.
Control. Yeah, the wink was out of control.
Wink. She winked at him.
Absurd wink.
What else does there need to be said? She winked at
him.
She
was just more up for Dale, but to wink at him is...
Winking is unacceptable.
Okay, so you covered that pretty well. Then he walks away. She goes, I knew it.
What does I knew it mean?
What does I knew it? And then she said, I definitely feel like I just met my husband. I'm shaking. Chris Harrison happens to stroll in and he goes, excuse me, Claire, what the fuck did you just say? Why are you ruining the season?
That is legitimately what Chris came in for.
The second rewatch, I clipped him going, she goes, I think I just met my husband. He goes, did you think, say you just thought you met your husband? She goes, yeah. And he goes,
did you just say like what I think you said?
She goes, oh, these guys are great, blah, blah, blah. But when Dale came out, everything else went dark around. I don't know if they talked before. I think I have a theory that I'll come to that conclusion at the end of the episode.
You don't know if they talked before?
No. No, I don't.
Are you insane?
I think it's possible that they haven't talked. She's just been staring at him.
You think
I've never seen you
it
so upset
possible,
in your life.
You think it's possible that those two people have not talked to each other extensively before this season? You think that's realistically what the situation is here? Is that what you think?
Deep down, no.
Okay. Just making sure. Yeah, I suppose it's possible, like 10% chance they haven't met. But from what we've seen here, reading between the lines, the body language, the wink.
On her end, it's undeniable. It's blatantly obvious. On Dale's end,
He's doing better at hiding. Yes. I don't understand why she did what she did. Why would she act like this?
That's my next note. Why did she go out of her way to say, that's my husband,
I've
never felt like that before? What's the point of putting on that show? I mean, every lead feels that connection with one or two people when they meet them early on, and they kind of know. Like, Rachel and Brian, Rachel knew right away, but she didn't say, Brian's the one, what are we doing here? This show is not about just finding love. It's about getting 12 episodes of television out.
Absolutely.
You have to, like, play along with for a while. I don't know why she went out of her way. She was putting on a show, in my opinion.
You almost wonder.
To Chris
if,
in particular.
Here's a couple theories here, Rim. Just one. Yeah. One main one I just thought of. I don't know why I said I have a couple theories. Right. One theory. Right. She doesn't want to be here in the bubble. Bubble, being away from family.
Great theory.
Bubble,
her mom.
Her
and
mom.
Care,
she mentioned,
yeah, great
she
theory.
Mentioned her before. She wanted to get the fuck out of here. If she did.
That's it. That's all it is.
It's that. But I think she had a relationship, you know, not physically, but
no.
Through DMs, maybe FaceTime, whatever. There's no way to prove any of this, but
no.
Based on how she's reacting, they obviously did know each other before this. She knows who she wants. It's Dale. She has a relationship with him that she'd like to explore more. And on top of that, she wants to get out of the bubble. So let me, you know, put on this big show acting like this is love at first sight. Because that's the only way I can explain it to the cameras. I can't tell them that we have already talked and, like, we are clicking already.
All right, I feel like a complete moron for not considering that possibility. That's absolutely it.
That's it. There's no other explanation. They talked before. They're clicking. Good for them. Now she's trying to somehow figure a way out of this.
All right, that's it. That's it. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Until proven otherwise, that is a fact.
That's it, yeah.
Anyway, Chris is like, hey, you know, there's a bunch of other guys coming. So just
you
chill,
know
relax.
There's some other guys. We're not
get your
done.
Bearings.
Holy cow. Yeah.
She's like, yeah, no, I'll meet him. I'll pretend to be interested in those guys. But Dale is impossible to beat. Just so you know, Chris, it's over. And then out comes Paige, 37.
You hate to see what
Chef
Paige
Mostyn
had to walk into there. You just hate it.
I underline Paige. Does that surprise you? I underline Paige.
Yeah.
Again, total doesn't fit into the Bachelor crowd. That's why.
He's got no chance. She wasn't listening to these guys.
No.
The people after Dale.
Well, there's only two of them. Tyler S., 37, music
really
manager from Georgetown, Texas. And that's all 31 guys, 30 of whom, as we know, have no chance.
Yeah.
What do you make of the crop of guys overall? God, we're going long. Holy smokes. What do you think of the crop of guys? Too mature, in my opinion.
There just isn't
not enough clowns.
There isn't enough. Yeah, you're right. There's not enough,
not enough
clowns. A lot of we didn't get a lot of people standing out, honestly.
No.
Now, I don't know if part of that is because I knew about Dale beforehand. And they showed like clips to start the season of a lot of Dale content at the start when they were showing what's coming up this season. So I don't know if that was part of it. Hard to get excited for guys you know aren't going to win, but yeah, there's not a lot of, there wasn't a ton of juice there.
All right, Claire goes inside and makes a quick toast, which includes more or less a guarantee that her husband's in the room. Maybe a legal guarantee. They might, at this point, they might have already been married based on AB's theories. It's possible. Cocktail party.
She says, "I see my husband in the room." She might as well have winked at Dale then, too. What's going on this episode? Of course they showed him. They show him all the time.
Can you admit that this is better to talk about it this way than to pretend? Yeah, this is better. All right. I guess we'll run through the cocktail party because, number one, we're already obscenely long. And I'm kind of deflated that we know why Claire's doing what she's doing. Now it feels strange to talk about these little... That's going to be the struggle of recapping these episodes, is talking about these interactions between people, knowing they're not together in real life. Again, I don't know why people watch spoiled seasons, but neither here nor there. All right, cocktail party. Easy asks her what she does to decompress. Well, talk a little bit about her dogs.
He wasn't even first. There was a guy before him. They weren't showing the names. I didn't see the name.
That's why I skipped him. I went back
multiple times. They started not showing the names, which also
tells you all you need to
know. Goes into what we're saying about, you know, the rest of these guys have got no chance. They're not even giving us the fucking names of this guy. Especially the first guy who takes her away.
That's
away. We didn't know his name.
Yeah.
I still don't.
Easy. Anything on Easy? He's a bearded white guy.
Easy?
Easy. He was the second guy.
Yeah, the first guy. Okay, you're not saying Easy was a bearded white guy.
We're skipping the first guy.
Okay.
I don't have any notes on the guy. Easy. He's gone. Dust in the wind.
No, nothing big with Easy here. He says he's a mama's boy. He's going to be, I think he's got the juice we're looking for.
Easy
he's
going to
be electric on
power.
Screen. Yeah.
Easy has staying power. There was a little segment where Claire was in her interview kind of about how hard it's been to not have a partner or something, which, you know, fine. AB, a lot of this episode to me felt a little too kind of woe is me from Claire and woe is Claire from the show. Oh, it's been so hard waiting, or oh, it's been so inconvenient for us to have to do the show this way. Those might be valid complaints, okay? But this should have been a celebration. The return of the show we love, okay? Instead, it was really somber half the time. Every time Claire was talking to the camera, it seemed like she was on the verge of tears, either happy tears or sad tears. It's like, can we just have some fun? This is night one. This is supposed to be everybody's got a chance.
Yeah.
Wacky stuff going on in the house, like getting to meet new people, hijinks. It was too serious. The whole show was serious. And I was like, this isn't what I wanted out of my night one after how many months away? I was disappointed in that. I really was.
I hear you.
All right, Dale Convo, what's your take on this, AB? Read between the lines.
Dale clearly knows about everything that's going on in her life and had been going on in her life through quarantine because they have been in constant communication with each other. Okay.
He did ask, how's your mom doing?
He said, how's your mom doing?
I guess he could just know about her mom. I mean, she's a public figure.
She's a public figure. Oh, Claire. Okay. Yeah.
Not her mom.
Oh, I was going to say, who's Claire's mom?
No.
He says he had her in her thoughts and prayers. Dale seems great. Don't get me wrong.
That's the problem. I already don't like him just because of what he's involved in. I already don't like him. Doesn't matter how good he is.
Yeah. I mean, they're trying to trick us, Rim. Okay? They're pissing on us, telling us it's rain. Okay? And I don't like that. Dale seems great, though.
As you know, I don't either.
Dale seems great, though. Dale says he has a sister in the same situation as Claire's mom. She says, She was very excited. She already knew that as well. It's bad acting.
It's eye-rolling acting on Claire's part from Claire. It's eye-rolling.
Dale is doing a good job.
She goes, you get it. Yeah. It's like, all right, come on.
Come on, guys.
Just over the top.
Something is going on here. We all see it.
Something's going on.
Claire says everything feels so natural with Dale. That's because you've met each other and are past the courting phase.
She does. I will say, even though she's a little more over the top with him, she does seem a little more relaxed and talkative with him. Whereas with other guys, she's kind of like, she's looking at him in a way like, all right, prove to me that you're worth my time a little bit. She's waiting for them to
impress her, more or less, whereas she's already impressed by Dale.
Yeah.
So they're just, they're connected. Anything else on that interaction?
No.
Do you think they met before? her dog shows up. That's fun. Ben time. The state fair hammer game. I like Ben. He seems deadpan funny. I was... Bad sign for Ben when she hit the thing, got first kiss.
First kiss.
And they didn't kiss.
Didn't kiss.
It's curtains for Ben after that.
She doesn't have any interest in kissing you.
I'm interested to see if she kisses anybody.
Anybody else? Honestly, anybody else. Anybody. Is she going to kiss anybody else? She's kissed Dale. She kissed Dale this episode.
She kissed Dale this episode. She also kissed somebody else, but she didn't initiate that. What I mean by that is
she goes in
90-10.
For a, yeah. 90-10.
Hitch. Yep. Her dog shows up. I already mentioned that. Garen time. Niece drew a portrait of her. Anything on Joe?
The man? Made the origami for Claire. I don't know. It's just hard to get into what
No. I will stop you here because this origami was awesome, AB.
It was
the
awesome.
I made 16
it was awesome.
Individual origami
it was awesome.
Animals.
Tiny ones. Real tiny.
Of course.
Intricate decal.
Origami is a
the guy,
big,
I mean,
any schlub can do big origami. It's the tiny origami that sets you apart.
Very impressive. Don't get me wrong. It's just hard to get into what these other people are doing when there's already a connection in the house that makes you
well, we
know
like
Joe has no
episodes
shot.
Of this, so
you think
we're
it's
going to
be that long of them, of this?
Might as well talk about it now. It'd be the preview for the rest of the season. It was several episodes worth of content. Wow. I was hoping it would be three.
Okay.
It looks like six. I hope I'm wrong.
Do you think we're going to have a longer season?
I hope so.
Because it's going to start fresh.
I hope so. I'll be very disappointed if
it's a normal length. Yeah.
If it's 12 episodes. Because if it's 5 and 7 or 6 and 6.
Ugh. You got to give Tayshia a chance. A fair chance. You got to.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Anyway, I did not want you to skip over the Joe part because I loved that. I love Joe.
It's good origami. There's no debating that.
Origami. That was
origami's
cool.
Awesome, for one.
And he said Chris Harrison. He named like the animals. It was Joe the Fox and Chris Harrison. The guy is cute.
Yeah,
I like Joe. Bubble bowling with the bubble guy. Jason time. This is another guy I really like. He's from Long Island. He loves the outdoors. This was a funny convo, great energy, great chemistry. Jason was very, this should be noted, very respectful to the guy who interrupted them.
He was.
Can I get some time with her? Absolutely, my man. You know, have fun, blah, blah, blah. Claire, nice talking to you.
He gives me some James Taylor vibes. Remember James Taylor, Rim?
Yes, James McCoy Taylor, or Taylor McCoy. I don't remember. Not worth committing to memory. I liked James Taylor at the time.
Not anymore. Whoa.
Not so much now.
Whoa.
I like Jason a lot, and I don't expect the heel turn from this guy.
Yeah.
Anything on the Yosef interaction? You want to talk about a conflict that I want to breeze through? It's Yosef and Tyler C.
Why would you do this? That's the only question. We can just move on. That's okay. This whole...
Who?
Tyler.
Are you paused?
No. Why okay. would you do what you did, Tyler?
Bring up to... So, Yosef was talking to Claire. Tyler C. says, and this is bootleg Tyler C. He says, hey, I heard Yosef has been flirting with some girls from my hometown on Instagram. The quote was, a lot of being reckless on Instagram.
Being reckless
funny.
Is funny, yeah.
And then Tyler C. goes and talks to Yosef. Yosef denies Tyler C.'s claim, and then that's the end of it. So I thought, okay, that's it.
That's it. We're done. Boom.
It's over. Yosef called him Minnie McConaughey, which also should
that's
be noted.
Funny.
It was a hilarious nickname.
Yeah.
And then Yosef goes to Claire. This was a squash beef. There was nothing
no
that was going to come up.
Tyler's even like, you know, I wanted to come to you instead of coming to Claire.
Yeah.
So, but we're good. It's squashed. And then Yosef took it to Claire.
That is what a guilty person would have done.
Say, absolutely. Hey, absolutely.
You might hear some things.
Here's my question
just
for you, Rip.
For the
we're going to dig into this way more than either of us wanted. But here's my question for you, Rip.
I hate this conflict.
Did Yosef even do anything wrong if he's talking to girls?
I wasn't offended, no.
While they're quarantined and they don't even know what the fuck's going on with the show?
Of course, a lot of it depends on the timing.
She was in DMs. Claire was.
Yeah.
Just to be clear.
For Claire to get on her high horse about
DMing
people
is
really something. But of course, it's someone outside of the show. When a contestant does it, it's worse, I think, than the lead doing it with a contestant that hasn't shown up.
Who says he wouldn't just pull territory off if he, you know, formed a connection?
What if he found it? What if Yosef fell in love?
Now, it's a little strange. It sounds like he was just randomly DMing lots of girls with the same
the
type
word
of
mass
messages?
Message was yeah, used, mass, which was confusing to me.
Yeah, I didn't love that. I didn't love that comment.
It sounds like he has a sophisticated DM operation. but I don't know the type. Oh, here, let me be clear about this. Let me be very clear. I don't care about this in the slightest.
No, not at all.
I don't care
not
about this conflict at all.
Not at all.
I was upset when it began, yeah. And I was upset until it ended.
It's funny.
It's funny. There was like a couple months where, number one, these guys didn't know if they were on the cast. Because they cast like 45 people and then 30 make it because everybody on the internet reveals which ones are scumbags and then the ones that aren't scumbags get to be on the cast. That's how this works now. It's smart. So there's a time when he didn't know if he was on the cast. There's also a time when he didn't know if the show was going to happen for months.
Yeah.
Really, when did it occur? And also, who cares? And nothing came. I mean,
now the mass message.
It's hard
thing,
for me to get worked up over
the
this.
The mass
really
message thing
up
is damning.
Anyway, here's the interaction. Tyler goes to Claire. He's like, or no, excuse me. Yosef goes to Claire, turns himself in.
Yeah.
Claire's like, I don't really want to hear this, so let's bring Tyler so then you guys can yell at each other while I sit between you. Yosef's strategy completely backfired.
Of course.
He says, do I have a girlfriend? No. And, you know, he probably doesn't. I think you're with this, the way this season was, the off season, all that. I think you're fooling yourself if you think Yosef was the only one DMing people.
Yeah.
In, you know, agreed, during the between time. And Claire even runs out of patience she just bails in the conversation.
Yeah,
you guys
can
initiated.
Keep talking. I don't really, I'll think about it and probably give one of you a rose. I don't know.
Maybe. If I can remember which one was the bad guy. Yeah. Blake Moynes.
In closing, we're on neither of their sides. I don't know why Tyler would do this. And Yosef, I'm so confused why you did what you did too. And you're a scumbag.
What was strange is this is not a night one.
No.
Generally not a night one.
No, that's
thing.
What was confusing about what Tyler did there. I'm just really confused why he did that.
He really emptied the chamber with everything he had on night one to monopolize her time. Blake Moynes, little cutie pie. Speaking of interacting during quarantine, Claire tells Blake, you were the only guy that reached out to me. AB? What's the BS meter on that one? What's it doing for you?
he's the only one she's going to tell us about, yeah.
Do you think it might be semantics that Dale reached out to Claire? She didn't, or no.
She reached out to Claire.
She reached out to him. That's why she can say truthfully, you're the only one who reached out to me.
Yeah. Okay. BS. Absolute BS.
What'd you make of this interaction? She appreciated him breaking the rules.
It was cute. Blake's a cutie pie, like you said, Rib.
Just a cutie pie.
This adds to it. He risked it all, you know, just to send that DM to see how she's doing. Let her know he's thinking of her.
Well, and it came at a good time. According to Claire, it came at a good time. Her mom had just broken her nose. Message from Blake came shortly after she needed it. Cute.
Wow.
Blake leaned in for the kiss. What'd you make of this smooch? This mouth closed.
It was...
Claire feels like she's cheating on her boyfriend.
Yeah,
kiss.
Yeah. It's how you kiss a relative.
My relatives. Anyway, immediately after the kiss, Claire gives the first impression roast to Dale, right in Blake's face. Blake was sitting next to Dale. She said, Dale, this is for you. Their convo, you want to talk about reading between the lines?
Come on.
I've talked to so many men, and you're the one I want to keep
talking
to.
You're the one, full stop.
The only one person.
Full stop. You're the one. You don't even need to finish that conversation.
You're the only one I want to keep interacting with. There's 31 people here. Everything Claire says to Dale makes you go, wait, what's going on here? What did you mean? What did that mean? What did you make of the moment right before they kissed? And the kiss itself. I figured you'd have a lot to say here.
No, I don't have a lot to say. What do you have to say?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking
about? She said, I've been waiting for this. To Dale. And then
I feel like I've gone in too far on this anyways. I can't keep you.
Okay, I'll do it then. She gives him the first impression. Rosie accepts. She goes, she leans in for a kiss and she goes, I've been waiting for this.
Yeah. Okay. You have. And then Dale, for months.
Yes. And then Dale pulls back, almost like,
don't blow up our spot.
What are you saying?
Don't blow up our spot here.
And he says, oh, no. What he says is also BS. He goes, oh, I'm so nervous. No, I'm not. No. He was just like saying things to break the awkwardness of the moment. But he pulled back like, what did you say that? It was like a shock pullback. He's like, what are you doing? Don't do that. Don't say that. Now, we're going to be real dummy if it's proven that they didn't interact before this.
How are you going to prove it to me?
You can't. So let's just run with that. All right. Anything else, AB, before we get to the rose ceremony? We flew through the cocktail party. I felt bad about it, but the limo entrances
they
are what this night's about.
Flew through the cocktail party.
That's true.
It's true. Don't blame it. Don't put this on us, Rim.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Roses. Blake Moynes, the cutie patootie, future bachelor. Big Easy, future ESPN U commentary guy. Big Ben, Riley, Zach J, Tyler S, Joe, the man, Jason, also the man, DeMar, Chase, and Jordan C, Blake Monar, who will forever live his life in the shadow of the other Blake M.O., Kenny, Brendan, Garen, Ed, Bennett, Zach C, Jay, Brandon, Ivan, and in a jaw-dropping moment, Claire gave Yosef the rose instead of Tyler C. It's not, and Tyler C did not get a rose. It's not too often you see the good guy get sent home in favor of the bad guy. It's either keep them both or send the bad guy home. You never keep the bad guy.
Keep the bad guy. Send the good guy home.
I think it's entirely possible she doesn't remember who did what in that conflict.
I think what's more likely is she does not care at all.
No, no. Oh, she's just saying names.
Yeah.
Just passing out roses completely willy-nilly. No roses. AJ,
it
the lines
be noted,
guy.
Would you say, I don't know, 15 people didn't get time with her?
They didn't show a
they didn't
lot
show
of
20
guys
people,
talking.
Probably.
Yeah, yes.
But I bet half of them didn't get time.
She even said that. She's like, I didn't talk to most of you.
Yeah.
I feel
sorry.
Bad about
hey,
that, but what can you do?
Sorry. Which, I don't want to bash Claire, but this seems unacceptable for this season in particular. These guys had to go there and quarantine in a bubble.
They got COVID, tested,
deep nasal swabs, and
no one should have been sent home tonight.
Nobody should have been sent home, or at least you can give them a couple minutes each. Come on.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable that some of these guys went home without talking to her. That's, can't even, very
can
mad
about
that.
Can you imagine getting
very
multiple COVID swabs
that.
And staying alone in a hotel
not
room
talking
alone
to
for
her.
Weeks?
You didn't get a chance. You didn't get a chance.
And then you get sent home without talking to her. That is
unacceptable.
Unforgivable.
Yeah.
Unforgivable. You know, usually it takes a really long time for us to turn on the lead. I have turned on Claire quicker than any lead of amount.
Yeah.
Unacceptable to do that. And also, as we know, cheating the system.
She cheated. She even said it when she's talking about Blake. They're not supposed to contact each other. You contacted some people.
Now, are we happy she found love? Yes,
absolutely.
Of course, but
absolutely.
That's not the only thing that matters.
How she treated those bottom 15? Unacceptable.
Bottom 28.
But especially the guys who don't get to stay another week.
Let's treat the guys who don't get to stay another week with a little respect by mentioning their names. AJ, this is like the Hunger Games when they put the name. Have I used that joke on this podcast? When the Hunger Games, when they project the people who died up on the thing. AJ, Chris, Jeremy. Fuck, Jeremy went home. Are you kidding me? The 40-year-old guy? That's also unforgivable. Yeah. You have to keep the old guys around just for the sake of
the
ratios,
theme of the show. You keep the ratios.
You
up.
Have to keep the. Everyone knows you have to be mindful of the ratios on night one.
Age Jordan ratios, M. race ratios. Period. You have to be mindful.
Jordan M. Mike, or sorry, Jordan M.
Tall dude.
Mike. Paige. Robbie. Tyler C. Okay.
How many was that?
Can you imagine getting multiple deep nasal swab tests for nothing? It makes me
have
so mad.
Have you gotten
mad.
One of those?
No, I'm terrified too. I've gotten the shallow. Now, granted, it's probably like 50%.
Yeah, it's
accurate.
Not as accurate.
I don't know. It's definitely not as accurate, but it's better than nothing. No, deep nasal swab? No.
I definitely wouldn't do it if the end goal was maybe get to night two of The Bachelorette. Yeah. No chance. All right. You didn't watch the rest of season preview.
No.
I think you should have because...
But why?
Because it doesn't... Like, we know what happens in the end. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so like,
that's true.
It doesn't spoil anything of what I'm calling the real season. I'll say this. I mentioned earlier, I'm concerned with how much footage they have of Claire's season. That's very concerning to me. They showed a lot of Dale. They made it very clear Dale is the target of Claire's heart.
Absolutely.
They showed them in bed together. Usually they don't even identify like who's kissing who.
But it was Dale.
Back of the head. No, it was Dale. They showed her angrily apologizing to the guys. Like, I'm not apologizing for falling in love. I'll apologize if I wasted your time. Just like, it was a real, like, contentious apology to the room. Chris Harrison says, we're on a path right now that's not going to end well for anybody involved. And contestants talk openly about getting a new bachelorette. So they made it clear what's happening.
Wow.
That's why I'm okay talking about this. Anything else, AB?
No, because I didn't watch it. Nope.
Okay. Any other comments on the episode?
Oh, Yosef gives the toast at the end. He says, here's to weather in the storm.
What does that mean?
He's the one who created the storm.
Oh, yeah, the storm. Yeah, yeah. Can I say this? That conflict was not even important enough to be called a storm.
No, it was stupid.
It doesn't deserve that recognition. Yeah. Out. The mailbag is back. 773-234-7794. Text us your thoughts on AB's weekly mailbag question of the week. What is it this week, AB?
It starts, how dare they? Are you as mad as I am? Okay.
Little Kelly Kapoor. First of all, how dare you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That's the question. Are you as mad as I am about what they're trying to show you?
I'm not mad at the show. For how they're presenting this.
No, they're doing all they can, but just the season, this first part of the season is not going to be very good, I think. It could just by just having explosive drama.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Probably will be the case, but we already know the person that wins, right? So,
yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not mad at the show. I am excited for the season.
I'm excited for the season. Don't get me wrong.
The 3-4 season.
I can't wait to see how this all plays out.
Absolutely.
It's
going to
be...
Absolutely.
You want to talk about stuff we've never seen before in this show?
Yes.
It's all going to be stuff we've never seen before. So it's going to be fresh.
I am just a little... Like you said, it's really hard to, for our purposes, to... We don't have much incentive to analyze the romantic interactions between Claire
exactly.
and anybody.
Yep.
You know, and that's tough. That's why I hope it's short. I want to see this I want to see this play out very badly.
Three episodes is key.
Well, they showed a lot of one-on-one dates. I'm very worried. All right, so the question again, 773-234-7794 is, how dare you?
Yes.
How dare they? And are you as upset as I am? Do you have a headline of the week? Because I got two. Okay, I bet they're the same. Go ahead.
Okay, this is from Us Magazine. Karamo Brown would love to be the bachelor after his split from fiance Ian Jordan. Let's try it, in quotes. Karamo Brown, 39-year-old.
I had no
first
idea.
First gay bachelor would be great.
He
I
would
love
be,
it.
He would be
Give it to
great.
Us.
And I don't even really like, I'm a Karamo fan. I don't love him
of
on
Of course
Queer
we're
Eye.
Karamo fans.
But he would be fabulous.
Yeah. I agree. You want to get some, you want some buzz out there? It's Karamo as the bachelor. That'd be awesome.
Love Karamo. Okay. Imagine JVN coming to.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You
on
get
dates?
The whole crew
wow.
there. You get the whole crew in the house. Wow. Wow.
I could do without Tan. Go ahead.
That's fucked up.
Listen. Tan tells everybody to do the same things. He's better now, but like season one and two, he just was like, all right, well, do the French tuck and then you're good. It's like, Tan, put a little more effort into this. These people are really hurting with the fashion.
And he roasts everybody. All he the pulls queer eye guys are very uplifting. And he's like, "Are you out of your mind?" Wearing he just kills him. It's like that's not the tone of the show.
I like Tan in there. Right. It's a little different. Like you said, right,
go ahead.
Next,
that's a great headline. I had no idea.
Great headline. I hope that comes to fruition somehow. I don't know how.
I'll be disappointed if it doesn't. At this point.
It would be like 2021 or 2022 is when that would have to be.
Well, he's going to be behind Blake Moynes. So 2022.
Okay. Can we agree? None of these people are going to be bachelors. By the way, none of these people.
Blake Moynes.
He's not going to be.
Well, they're at a huge disadvantage.
Yeah. They'd have to shine in paradise next year.
Yeah.
For them to be it. Anyways,
that is bananas.
Next up, Cosmo.
Of course.
But it was reported from Entertainment Tonight as well. Bachelorette villain Luke Parker has reportedly been ordered to pay producers $100,000. Is that one of yours? Did you see this?
That is one of mine. I heard about this. I didn't read it. I'm wondering who enforces that payment.
Apparently, they can't do media for a year.
That's right.
Okay. Luke did a bunch of media.
Seems strange now. Yeah.
Well, they can do media if it's approved by them, but Luke just did media and bashed the show on those media events. So,
well, it didn't make a ripple because I didn't even know he did that.
No, I had no idea. I haven't heard from him since the final rose or whatever. But they're trying to get $100,000. Does that seem like a legitimate the number you can ask for someone?
I would have guessed it was $1 million.
$1 million fee if you break the contract.
Just make it an outrageous number so that they will never do it.
But they don't pay them.
Well, come up with the money, Luke. I don't know what they do if you don't. You can go to jail.
You won't think they won't take you to court? You're crazy.
Here's the other thing. Luke is certainly not, I don't have proof of this, but he's certainly not the only one to break this
contract. But it's because he said bad stuff about him too. They're gonna make you pay.
Here's my headline of the week. Those are both good. Karamo one blew my socks off.
Colton did a damn tell-all podcast like within a year.
Was it less than a year, though?
I think so. Wasn't it? Was it not? No, maybe
Colton,
it wasn't.
That was like this summer. Maybe it wasn't. That was the summer and Colton was 2 years ago. Here's mine. I don't know how you didn't pick this one. This is from People. Bachelor alum Madison Pruitt sparks romance rumors with NBA player Michael Porter Jr.
Wow.
They went on a date, were seen holding hands. She's all over his sister's Instagram.
Michael Porter Jr. is dope on the court, but he's like an anti-COVID flat earther.
He's a knucklehead.
I wish better things for her.
Yeah, that's a cute couple, though. Cute couple.
Sure.
All right, great headlines of the week, in my opinion.
Yeah, those are good.
Anything else, AB? I don't...
Get out and vote.
Okay.
that's all on my head, Rim.
Just follow us on Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff, at Roastcast Podcast. We appreciate you listening. We're glad to be back. I'm excited for these seasons. And yeah, please vote. Talk to you guys later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card.
Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.